Okay, yeah, Bimir Sashem, this will be part one of part two because it's a broader topic that requires multiple sessions. And it's really gearing towards next week's Parsha because in Parsha's Pinchas, there's the last counting of Bnei Yisrael of the three countings of in the Torah. So we'll discuss the issue of counting the Jewish people, something that we're all familiar with because we all know Shia Samecha, you can't count Jews, but let's try to see what the background is to this Isser. Is it really an Isser? That's the first question. What's the source of this? Is it Hakam? It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll discuss. And then next time we'll discuss more practical issues, contemporary issues. How do they run a census in Eretz Yisrael? That's a very big issue. How can they count, if you can't count Jews, how do you make a census, which is important for economics and politics and things like that. But we'll save those more global questions for now. For next time, now let's just get into the nitty-gritty of the practical halachic issues. So, first of all, the idea of counting Jews and the role of counting Jews. So the Mishnah in Yuma, which is on Daf Samech Ches and Beis, says, V'kohen gadol omed u'mekabel v'kori achrei mos v'achva asar. So on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol reads from achrei mos until, and for Parshas Emor. V'golo sefer Torah manichu b'cheiko, that he rolls up the Torah and he holds it in his arms. V'omer, and he says, Yosu Yosha Karasi Lefnechem Kasukan, that more is contained in here, but I'm not going to read it inside. The Gemara explains because Tircha de Tzibura, to have to go and to schlep the Torah back and forth in different places, so he reads everything that's close to each other, which is Achrei Mos and Emor, and then the other stuff that he reads Daniel Kippur, the Musaf and those things, he just says Baal Peh, so it doesn't take too long to read from the Torah. And Ubasor, Bechomesh HaPakutim Korea Baal Peh. What does he read Baal Peh? He reads the Parshas of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, which is in Parshas Pinchas, which is which it referred to over here, is Bechumash HaPkudim. So here is the source in the Mishnah that we call Bamidbar Chumash HaPkudim, the Book of Counting. So Rashi says, why is it called the Book of Counting? Says Rashi, Sefer Vayidaber Maschil B'Minyanim Shal Yisrael. The whole book begins with the counting of Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Uba Parshas Pinchas Bosa Sefer, and Parshas Pinchas is in that Sefer. The Sham Musaf and Amurim, and this is where we find the Musaf for Yom Kippur. So we already see in the days of Chazal the idea of the centrality of counting connected to the book of Bamidbar, the book of numbers, the book of counting. Okay, so if there's a Gemara in Brachos, so let's go to the two sources in the Gemara that say explicitly one should not count. The Gemara in Brachos Samach Beis on Beis says, I'll say the Gemara outside, essentially. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Im Hashem es yisicho bo yirach mincha. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to David, that you're calling me an enticer. He's saying that Hashem is enticing Shaul Melech against me. Hashem's causing him problems, right? That I enticed Shaul against you, that I'm causing problems for you. So he says, if that's what you think, that I'm out to get you, so says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to make you stumble. So even in a basic halacha that every Jewish kid knows, you're going to stumble in that halacha. And what is that? So it says, when they counted Bnei Yisrael and Parshas Kisisa, they didn't count Bnei Yisrael. Each person gave a kofer nafshah. He gave a shekel that would count as if it was him, right? A half shekel. And Bnei Yisrael can't be counted directly, says the Gemara, and only indirectly through giving of the half shekelim. And it says, Vayamod Satan al Yisrael, Vayesis as David Bahem Lemor, Lachaman as Yisrael, and all of a sudden David gets a Yetzer Hara, that I want to count the Jewish people. We'll discuss exactly why he wanted to count the Jewish people in a second. But David was tempted to count Bnei Yisrael, and he succumbed, even though, and he did not use shekelim, the shkalm of the kofar, to bring kapara to count them, he counted them explicitly. So we see here clearly from the Gemara in Brachos that it's usur to count the Jewish people. Come is the Gemara in Yuma, the second source in the Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Tano tziu esposeam esposechel leminyan. So the Mishnah tells us that the pious, when they would make the lottery to figure out what was the avoda, what were the services done in the Beis HaMikdash, during every day of the year besides Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, does everything himself, but all the other days of the year. So what they would do is, how to figure out who got what, they would stick out their fingers, and they would go around counting fingers, and that's how they would count the Kohanim, based on a random number that they drew. So why not count the Kohanim themselves, says the Gemara? So, Misaile Rav Yitzchak, Damar Rav Yitzchak, Asher Limnos Es Yisrael, Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. It's Asher to count the Jewish people, even for a mitzvah. That's how careful we are. Even if it's for something good, you're not allowed to count the Jewish people. How do we know this? In the Haftorah for Parsha Zachor, it says that when he went out to fight, so he counted them batzla'im, based on the amount of sheep that they had. He didn't count Jews, he counted sheep. Amar of Elazar, Kalamonas, Israel over the land, if you count the Jewish people, you violate one Torah prohibition, as it says in Hosea, V'ha mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam, asher lo yimad. B'nei Yisrael will be as great as the sand, that you will not be able to count them. We'll discuss, the pasuk is not really saying don't, it's saying, making a statement about their number. We'll discuss that in a moment. With Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar over b'shnei lavin tu yisurim, because it says lo yimad v'lo yisaper. He says both, and you shouldn't count in both ways. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonos and Rami, Sivahai, Misper b'nei Yisrael v'chol hayam, except asher lo yimad v'lo yisaper. So he says, I don't understand. There's a contradiction. Where one pasuk says B'nai Yisrael are finite, as the sands of the sea, and the other one says they're infinite, they're uncountable. So which is it? You can count them, or you can't count them. So the Gemara says it depends on whether they're infinite or not infinite, if the Jews are doing the Ratzon Hashem. If they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, so then they'll be finite, and if they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, they'll be infinite. We'll discuss that also. And then the Gemara says it may depend on whether the infinite or the finite are doing the counting. Who's doing the counting? Is a Kaddish Baruch Hu counting, or is B'nai Yisrael counting? So, regardless of the conclusion, we see from two Gemaras, it's usher to count the Jewish people. Now, what exactly, what are we drawing out as the makar? Meaning, is there a place we have Gemaras, but where is the Torah saying it explicitly? So, at the end of the day, based on what we said, there are perhaps four psukim in Tanakh that would lead us to say, as a source, that it's usher to count the Jewish people. The first is a pasuk in Bereishis. It says by Yaakov, "Ata amarta heitiv heitiv imach, v'samti ezarecha k'chol hayam, asher lo yisaper meirov." Right? He said that you're going to have so many children, you're not going to be able to count them from their number. So Rashi in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Tasvav, in this discussion, by Shaul's action, says, by David's actions, so Rashi all of a sudden thinks that he's Chazal, and he starts making drushes. The pasuk by Yaakov says lo yisaper meirov, and Rashi says that's the proof that we can't count the Jewish people. So comes the Maharsha on our Gemara in Yuma and asks, well, how come the Gemara doesn't cite this as a source? What, Rashi has Gemaras in Yuma and Brachos, so why is Rashi and Shmuel Aleph need a new source from Yaakov, that you can't count the Jewish people? So he says, as was pointed out before, because the pasuk's not saying you can't count them. The pasuk is making a statement about the fact that they'll be so great you won't be able to count them. And therefore, that B'nai Yisrael will be too numerous. And what the Maharsha is bringing a proof for Rashi, he's arguing on Rashi. The Sridi Yesh has a tshuva about the counting. We'll get to the Sridi Yesh next time about taking a census for the Jewish people. So he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph in Simen Kuf Mem where he discusses the Maharsha and this Rashi. And also, interesting note, Ruth Chaim Kanievsky has a very large sefer that he wrote called Nachal Esan, which is all about the halachos of Egla Arufa. 300 pages, all about halacha lamaisa on Egla Arufa, of breaking the calf's neck. If you can't have a body that's unidentifiable. So on one page, because the Mishnah is discussing Agarufa and the Tosefta and the Rambam make one statement about counting a certain amount of people when you're counting up the cities, so on that page, Chaim Kanievsky decides he's going to discuss all the laws of counting the Jewish people. So there he also discusses this Maharsha, this Rashi. Is the Pasuk making a statement about a fact, or is it telling us a mitzvah that you can't count? The second Pasuk is in Shmos Parak Lamed, where it says, Kisisa Sosh B'nai Yisrael, rising said, Veloya Beham Negah Bifkodosam. And the pasuk says, there won't be a plague since you didn't count them improperly. What's the implication? If you count them improperly, then there will be a plague. So clearly we don't want a plague. So the implication, according to the Maharsha, is that this is telling us don't do it, right? If you go in the street, so I'm going to give you a patch. What's the implication? You're not allowed to go in the street.
Right.
So that's considered a mitzvah. That's considered the command from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Maharsha says the issue here, we're creating an ayin hara, that it's focusing on these people, the Shuvas of the Chassam Sofer, in the Kovit Shuvas in Simen Ches. So he points out that we see from the Pasuk that even accounting that's necessary has to be done in a way that you're not actually counting the Jewish people themselves. The Sfas Emes and Yuma says this is the makar that it's usher to count all B'nai Yisrael. And the Pasuk in Shmuel teaches us that part of B'nai Yisrael can't be counted, right? Because when Shaul went out to battle, was he counting all of B'nai Yisrael? No, that was just the people went to fight. So the Sfas Emes says, we see there's two Yisurim. You can't count all of the Jewish people, and you also can't count a section of the Jewish people. Each Pasuk is teaching us both things. Then there's the third Pasuk, would be the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, of Yifgedein Batzalim, that he counted their sheep and not them. And finally, the Pasuk in Hosea, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Bamidbar, ironically, and shows this as well. And the Gemara in Yuma says this may include two Yisurim. So there might be four Pasuk. Now, what's the reason behind the Yisur? We know we can't count. We know that it is hinted to either in the Navi or the Torah. What is wrong with counting? So there are essentially two mahalchim. The first is the Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Kisisa, where he says, "Mitams that Sivsa HaTorah shall yimnu Yisrael gugulo sam ela b'shkolim k'nei shetiyah habracha chala aleihem beriboy zaram b'neis nister." We know that once you count something and you reveal the amount that there is, you can't have any more bracha on that. Because if you want Hashem to magically, in a miraculous way, increase that number, if I count how much money is in my wallet, and I know that there are $20 in my wallet, so I can't go to Hashem now and say, "Oh, Hashem, I wish there was more money in my wallet," because that would be an open miracle, that Hashem is going to put $40 in my wallet now. But if I don't know what's in my wallet, and I say, "Hashem, I could really use some extra cash," and Hashem decides to put an extra $20 in my wallet, so then that wasn't an open miracle. Why? Because nobody knows. So says Rabbeinu Bachya, B'nai Yisrael need to be, in a sense, where there's always a sign of bracha and good things happening to them, growing and growing and growing. And once you count them, what's going to happen? That potential of the bracha and the nes is going to be removed because we're going to know their number. Obviously, this will raise the issue of, well, if I'm counting something else, you know, I'm still going to know that number at the end of the day. So the next reason is brought by Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, either in his Teferes Yonasan on Parshas Bamidbar, or in the Drushos Yaros Dvash in Drush Beis. So he says, he explains that that we don't want to remove individuals from the klal. That once we start picking out individuals and we start, you know, saying how many there is, so that's going to, people are going to be removed, and there's going to be a sense of the majority versus the minority. So he explains that when the Isha Shun Amis told Elisha the Navi that she didn't want something from him, so she said, "Ani besochami," right? I'm amongst my people. What did she mean? Don't single me out, because we get more zechus, we get more merits when we're part of the group. When I can't be identified as a single entity, we know, right, our tefillos are more powerful when we're with a group. But if we daven alone, so then Hashem picks out our faults. But if we daven with a group, then all of our faults kind of get batal and nullified amongst everybody else. So if we start picking out Jews, Jew 1, Jew 2, Jew 3, Jew 4, Jew 5, Jew 6, so then what's going to happen is he's going to be an identifiable entity, and then the merits of all the Jewish people won't work in his support because he will have been brought out and separated by labeling him with a number. So says Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. The Malbim discusses these ideas in his commentary in Shmuel Beis in Perek Chaf Dalet. What did the Rishon have to say? So now let's turn halacha l'maisa. Everything we said was nice gemaras and machshava. Halacha l'maisa. Is it usser? If I go into a room and I start counting Jews one at a time, is it usser? Halacha l'maisa. So Rashi, as we saw, clearly says that it's usser. He also says the same thing in the Sefer Ora and the Rambam Hilchos Tzmidim Umusafim. This is where the Rambam brings this halacha. And the laws of the Korban Tamim and the Korban Musaf in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, in the Perish of Mishnayos and Yuma says it's usser, as does he say in the Shulchan Aruch Rambam in Kuf Chav Vav, and the Smag and the Radak and the Meiri in Yuma and Erevin and the Bartanur and Yuma Perek Beis all say it's usser to count in Israel. However, we don't find this in the Tur, we don't find this in the Rif, and we don't find it in the Rush. So three major poskim of the Rishonim don't cite this at all. But there are many who do. Now, the Be'er Sheva, in his commentary, Maseches Tamid, so he asks how come it's not counted in Tayag Mitzvos. Meaning, if the Rambam says that it's Aser, so how come it's not one of the 613 Mitzvos? So the Kli Chemda in Parshas Kisisa, did I bring it over here? No? Okay, the Kli Chamdan Parshas Kisisa writes that it's not Mefurish Bekra. It's not openly stated in the Torah, right? It doesn't say, Vaydiver Hashem Hashem L'mor, don't count B'nai Yisrael. We learn it out based on drashos. And since it's not stated, it's not considered to be counted, even though it's still a mitzvah. Rav Yerucham Perlau and his Sefer on Rav Sanjagon writes at length that there's not a clear Isser in the Torah not to count the Jewish people. And he suggests perhaps that it's a, there's a mitzvah essay, a positive mitzvah to count the Jewish people with shkalim. And the negative commandment is if you don't count them with shkalim. That's the mitzvah. At the end of the day, though, it's still usher. In the poskim, so regardless, it's clear in the poskim that it's usher. This is in the Sefer Charedim, the Magen Avraham and Kufnu and Vavim Sifkat and Beis writes, Asher limnos Yisrael afilu einu mechavim limnos rak mahatil goral. He says you can't count the Jewish people. Kufnu and Vav is where the Magen Avraham brings all the things that he thinks the Shulchan Aruch forgot. So there he says that you can't count the Jewish people as well, as does the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Pesach Advir, the Kaf HaChaim, the Das Torah, the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, in Kadshim and Kufchav Tes, the Pesachei Olam, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Negros Moshe as well, in Chela Gimel, Kuf Yud Zayin, the Tzitz Eliezer says it's Min HaTorah, Midivrei Kabbalah, and Mishum Sakana, meaning not only is it from the Torah and the Rabbis, but it's also bad for your health, because the Pasuk says, we'll have a plague if you count the Jewish people, the Shevet HaLevi, Rabbi Omer, Rav Ad Yosef. So at the end of the day, all of the posts agree, it is Aser, whether de Rabbanan, Midivrei Kabbalah, Midoraisa, Sakana, to count the Jewish people, not good for your health. Okay? Sarachi, and know why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring any of this.
Is this for your health or their health?
So it would seem from the story of David HaMelech, for everyone's health. For everybody could be affected.
You must give a shir about the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, and he said that, for example, no place in the Shulchan Aruch is listed about his major halacha is about, you know, about Russian Hour stuff like that.
Yeah.
So why, I mean, it could be something that individuals don't, I mean, it's more, is an issue on the cloud than individual, I mean, the counting Israel, is counting two people Aser?
Counting any amount would seem to be Aser. The Sfas MSC.
You have to know how many people are going to be in a bus.
We'll have to discuss for a mitzvah or not for a mitzvah. We'll get to that in a moment. So who can and cannot be counted? This is applied to everyone. So the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Aleph and Lamed Dalet said there's no reason why we should be leaning to count children. Children also should count as well, meaning they should count and not be counted. You should not count even someone who's under the age of Bar Mitzvah, and we shouldn't even allow children to have a count-off, right, where they say their numbers, right? Sometimes when you're on a class trip, every kid is assigned a number, you know, 1 through 30, and you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until 30, and every kid counts his number to know if everyone is there. So the Shevet Levi says, why is that allowed? It's a good question. No, we don't count Jews, even children. Why should we differentiate between children? And he says, we know that the Shulchan Aruch says we don't force feed. We don't give sfina. We don't force feed children isurim. So here, you're going to make children count themselves. He says, by pasuk by nisado raisa, we don't count children with numbers. Best thing to do is just take out the class roster and go through it. It takes 2 minutes longer, 2 minutes well worth it not to violate a possible Isra D'oraisa. He then has a tshuva in Chelek Tes in Siman Lamed Hay, whether Jews and Goyim can be counted together. If I have a whole bunch of people, and I'm counting 100 people, amongst them are Jews and non-Jews. I know there's Jews in there, so can I count that group of people? So he says that it's not a problem. He says, even if the computer is going to sort out at the end of the day, there's Jews on this side and there's non-Jews on this side, it's still fine, because that's the computer doing it. It's not me. And everyone argues with the Shevet HaLevi, because the Shevet HaLevi wants to use this as a leniency when it comes to making a census, because within the census there are going to be Jews and non-Jews, so it should be allowed. The Stipler argues with him, Rosh Sternbach and Shulis Hanagos are all machmir, even if they're part of a larger group it shouldn't work. The Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Zion in Siman Gimel, which is his major tshuva about making the census for the land of Israel, so he says that counting amongst Goyim doesn't remove the sakana that comes with counting Jews, and also, since the census is going to sort out Jew and non-Jew, you want to know how many Jews there are, non-Jews there are, so certainly he says it's not going to be allowed.
At the census, you don't count people, you count a click on the computer, a ballot. It's like a hatz shekel.
Correct. So we'll get to the leniencies we use later on, but just in the in the theory of a census, the theory of making and counting, he says that is not a reason to be lenient. There will be other reasons to be lenient, but the fact that there's a mixture between Jews and non-Jews is not a reason to be lenient.
Jews.
Sorry?
Would that only because the majority of Jews in Israel?
No, it shouldn't make a difference.
So therefore you couldn't have a census in the United States.
I mean, that's not
what I'm saying. I know,
but that's a Jew.
You're saying a Jew, it's
correct.
Jew should, you're saying a Jew should not be involved.
According to this reason, okay, it shouldn't make a difference. Correct.
What is if you look around the room to see if there's a million?
Yeah. So are you counting?
Well, you count five here, four there.
So we'll get to the methods of counting for a mitzvah in a second. Rav Moshe has a tshuva negros Moshe in a day in Chela Gimel Kof Yud Zayin. If you look here on the top of the next page, so he says that because it's usher to count someone when they're alive, it's also usher to count kvarim, can't count graves, because this is a violation of loeg l'rush, right? We don't do mitzvos in front of the dead, right? We tuck our tzitzisin, we go to a cemetery. So he says, you're violating an isser on someone who wouldn't have wanted it when they were alive, when they're dead. So Moshe says, you can't walk into a cemetery and you want to know how many Jewish graves there are in the cemetery. He says you cannot count them. It would be loeg l'rush. However, he says, what you can do is you can assign a number to every grave, a randomized number to every grave, and then you count the number and not the grave. Meaning you, when you register in the cemetery, so each grave will be given number, you know, a 235, and he says you count the number and not the grave itself. Even if you're going to erase the list later on, all these reasons, he says, it's certainly fine. Now, let's turn to the methods of counting. Meaning, I can't count a physical Jew in front of me. I can't stand up, we're looking for a minion, and count, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. That I can't do. But what can we do? So it's clear from the Gemara in Yuma that, right, you can't even do it for a lottery, right? I'm only counting 1 through 10, so when I get to number 10, that 10, it will be the winner or the loser, whatever it is. You can't count for a lottery, that's clear from the Gemara. And this is brought by the Magen Avraham, the Chasam Sofer, and the Chuvas, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Now the Chasam Sofer writes in the Yerodein Kuf Vav that he has a Chasav Yad, a manuscript from his father, the Chasam Sofer, where he wrote that it's usher to count Jews by writing as well. Right? You can't sit with a piece of paper and write, tally off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even though you're not using your mouth. And he says that ksiva kedibor dami. Writing in this way is also like speaking. How do we know this? Because by Sfiras HaOmer, we say potentially if a person can't speak, they can write out Sfiras HaOmer and have kavana. You can be yotze Sfiras HaOmer. So here as well, says the Chasam Sofer, you can't make a tally of the Jewish people, and that would be a problem as well. And this is cited by the Shevin Alevi and Chelot Vav and Chelot Tes as well, and also understanding of Chaim Kanievsky and the Sefer Nachal Eson as well. Next, the Chesed Lavram and the Yafal Alevi and the Kaf HaChaim are lenient, allowing counting with your thoughts. As long as you don't enunciate it, but it's just in your mind, so that you're allowed to do. The Tzitz Eliezer is Machmer, says you shouldn't count in your mind for a Dvar Rishus, only for a Dvar Mitzvah. And if you need to count for a minion, you can count in your mind. Go around the room in your mind, that's fine. But if you're counting for something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah or not a Dvar Shavit Dusha, so says the Tzitz Eliezer, I would prefer that you not even count in your mind. Or Chaim Pelagi, the Kaf HaChaim, the Tzitz Eliezer say that if you do count in your mind, you can't pull this shtick when you count in your fingers also. That doesn't work. You can't count 1 through 10 and then count in your fingers to help you keep the count. So it has to be purely in your mind, nothing physical as well. Now, let's turn to what we're all really wondering about is, what about using a pasuk? What's the source for using a pasuk when it comes to counting Jews? That is a Rashi. Here in the Sefer Ora, he says that you come to Lebei Knista, you come to Shul, Uboi Lemeida Ihavi Asar, you want to know if there's a minyan. Kaimalanda Asar Limnosef Yilu Dvar Mitzah, you can't count even for a mitzah, so what are you supposed to do? So Rashi says that I have a pasuk for you. The pasuk says, Vani barov chastacha vo besacha shtacha vel hechal kashacha v'biyira sacha. There are 10 words in that pasuk, and therefore you can count using that pasuk. This is cited by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and other posting as well. We, for some reason, like to use Hoshia Samecha. That also has 10 words, or you can also use Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. That also has 10 words. So find something that has 10 words, and you can use that according to Rashi and all the poskim as well. The Ralbag in Bamidbar and in Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Pinchas says that you can count names of Jews, but not Jews. If you have a roster of Jewish names, you can count that. And that's an important leniency to know as well. The Tiferes Yonasan Bamidbar says you can clearly write down the names of a Jew and then count it, right? You can take a class list, for example. You can take a list of all the names of the people here and then count the list. Because you're counting the list, you're not counting the Jews. The Emek Dover, the Netzivim, Bamidbar, and Perek Aleph says this is in fact what was done in the Midbar. Because what does it say? The people wrote down their names, their Shemos, and then it says Shemos legugel osam, to their head. What does that mean? So he says they would walk up with like an ID tag of their name and they'd hold it next to their head and Moshe would count the tag with their name on it that they would hold next to their head, this identification card, and that's how they would know the proper amount to make sure nobody was lying. Now, let's turn to counting something else besides other methods of counting. So look here in the Ramban in Bamidbar. The Ramban says, and I will say the Ramban, we'll say the Ramban outside. The Ramban asks, how come when Yoav, David's general, heard that he was supposed to follow orders and count the Jewish people, how come he didn't refuse? Why didn't he should have refused David's orders to count? He knew it was wrong. Why didn't he refuse? He should have went and gotten shkalim. Why didn't he just ask all Bnei Israel, give him a shekel? And that would have alleviated the issue as well. So he answers that David wasn't counting Bnei Israel for an important reason. And this is an important part of the story. David's major sin wasn't just that he counted. He counted for no reason whatsoever. That's what it means that a Yetzirah came over him. There was no practical reason for David to count. The only reason David was counting is because he wanted to feel good that he was the king over such a great nation. But not for war, not for economics, not for politics. Just because he wanted to say, I'm the very chashuv king over this very big nation. That's the whole reason. So the Ramban says, if you're counting for no reason, you can't use any method to count the Jewish people. You can't count fingers, you can't count money, and you can't do anything. And therefore, that's why Yoav using shkalim wouldn't have helped. Because David's kavanah, his intent, was purely rishus, not for the sake of a mitzvah. And this is found in the Radak and Shmuel Aleph and Tosus Rid and Yuma and Daf Chaf Beis. Also say that when you're counting Klal Yisrael for a reason, a tzorech, a need, then you can use another item. But if it's just for yourself, just to have a random number, then you can't even use another item. This is the opinion of the Poskim, the Be'er Sheva, and Masachas Tam, and the Sam Sofer, and the Netziv, and Brachos, and the Das Torah, and Kufin and Vav, and the Kafachai, and the Tzitzel Yezid, the Sheva, the Levi, Rav Yashav, all say this important rule. If you're counting simply to know a number, it doesn't matter what you use, it's Aser. But if you're counting for a need, a tzorech, then you can use something else. Now, what's considered a davar acher? That's what you need to know. We can't go home. What are you allowed to count? So, if you look in the Yabar Benel, in his Perush and Parshas Kisisa, he says, Lo yom akpidim ha-chacham ha-rishonim ha-yu ha-dvarim ha-nimnim av-evarim me-ha-nashim mibli ha-panim. He writes, as does the Rabbah in Parshas Kisisa, that the effect of an ayin hara is only when a person's vision is focused on the face of the subject. That's how you give an ayin hara, by looking at the face of who you are thinking negative thoughts about. Therefore, you can count other body parts. You can count feet and fingers, like they had in the Gemara and Yuma when they counted for the pious of the base of Megdash, but no faces. You can't look at the face. So if it doesn't have panim, it doesn't have a face, says the Barbanel, you can use that when you're counting for a mitzvah. Comes the Kli Chemda and Parshski Sisa. And he says, very interestingly, that it's only considered counting a person if you count Aver Shanashama Tliyaba. If you count a part of the body, that the body depends on that thing to be alive. So you can't go around and say, one heart, two hearts, three hearts, four hearts. Because that's considered part of the body itself, because the body needs that. But you could go and do fingers, because you can live without a finger. You could go and count,
toes,
whatever it is. You can count something. What?
You have to be able to see it.
You don't have to be able to see it, apparently. Right. I don't know. He doesn't say necessarily.
At least I assume that people don't go around barefoot.
So what?
People don't go around
barefoot. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't say you have to be able to see it.
The only place we see the head, which is
cut noses.
Noses.
But that's part of the head, you see.
According to the Barbanel, I guess that would be a problem. But according to the Kli Chemda, it would be fine to use a nose. That would be the nachfinin between the Barbanel and the Kli Chemda. Can you count noses? Okay, now the Torah Lishma He writes in Simon Shinpei Vav, he was asked about a Bala Bias who wanted to serve his guests and needs to know how many spoons to prepare. Right? Guy sitting in the kitchen, I have spoons here for dessert. How many spoons do I need? So I got to go and count how many guests I have. So he was asked if he could count one of their legs. So the Torah Lishma says that since the Gemara in Yuma allows fingers, as long as your kavan is on the part of the body and you're not thinking of the guf ha'adam kulo, the entire body, so says the Torah Lishma, that's fine as well. So this is another big kula. So if you're going to count, you can count parts of the body that are, according to the Kli Chemda, things that are not necessary for the person to live, preferably not the face, and that is another way to count. Finally, just to end off tonight, what is considered a tzorech? So we know that you're allowed to, for a tzorech, you can count something that's not the guf ha'adam, the person. So what is a tzorech? What's a need? So there are four approaches. The first is the Tosas Rid in Yuma, and he says it has to be for a Dvar Mitzvah. Only for a Dvar Mitzvah, that's considered a need. The second is the Sudeyation, the Tshuva we quoted before. He says that a census for the Jewish people is necessary. That is a tzorech, because the government needs to know how many people there are for economics, politics, safety, military, whatever it may be. And he says certainly that would be enough. This is also the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi. The third thing that's a tzorech is from the Dvar Yehoshua, Yehoshua Ehrenberg and Chelek Dalad in Siman Nun Zayin. He says that anything that's tzorech et sibor, okay? And the Mishpat Yuzeel says, kol makom sheish tzorech mutter. There's a need. You need the number for something. That obviously is a very gray area, and you have to discuss what exactly they mean. And finally, the Tzitz Eliezer in his Tshuva says a Dvar Mitzvah, and also any preparation for battle. Right, you're going out to war, you need to know how many people. That would be a Tzorech. That would be necessary.
Why would it even be a problem in Point Nebe? It's not one of three things that you have to cook nefesh.
Well, I could say even for a mitzvah, even for Melchemes Rishus, not a Melchemes Mitzvah, meaning you're just going out to fight because you want to conquer land.
Presumably, Melchemes Rishus even is you
are is a mitzvah.
Correct. So it has to be something that's high.
Correct. I'm just repeating what the Tzitz Eliezer said. I'm just the messenger, not the sender. Okay. So Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll discuss more practical issues of counting Jewish people.